What's been going on there? What's up? What's up? What's
this
up? What's
is
up?
W
What's
Podcast Wednesday. We together today, y'all. We in the house. We in the building. We then came off a nice, smooth, and joyful weekend. Cause Sunday, baby, we gave y'all the business. Tell y'all, I say, why you didn't call me, man, and let me know I could have came and hollered at y'all? I said, bro, you was working. You were working. You were busy. Like you were. Look, you were busy. But we had a good time. This will not be my last time this year. I think I will be.
We had a great time.
Coming. I will be coming. Yeah, it was good.
We had a great time.
Always good. Social lounge.
What's up, SW Podcast? We in the building. It's Wednesday, January 18th. We are into what? The second week of January, man. And third week, maybe.
I don't know. I don't even want, let me just stop talking.
Yeah, third week.
So we're in a couple weeks. We're a few weeks in.
Third week.
We're a few weeks in. Queen. We're a few weeks in. How you feeling?
I feel good.
Queen just celebrated her birthday. We were just out and about this past
year. I'm still on 10. I don't know.
We had a blast. Queen, and then when Queen hanging out now, she gonna dance.
Look.
Like Brandon.
When I post after my birthday, if you really know me, you know that I like to dance.
Oh, Queen love to dance. Queen
my
love
whole
dance.
Family like to dance. Like, if you met my
yes.
family, baby,
listen,
if I had a good time.
At the 40th birthday party, nobody was still. They on the dance floor. They party time. They love to dance. They
even
to
the
dance.
Men in my family. Even if they ain't dancing, they up there. But my cousins, my male cousins, they used to dance. Like, that kid and play all that type of stuff. Like, we used to be doing dance routines, all that type of stuff. But I love to dance.
She loves to dance.
It's just a good time. It's just, that's just me. That's just me.
Happy birthday, Joe, our brothers in podcast. Joe just celebrated a birthday as well on January 14th. Y'all.
Those Capricorns.
These Capricorns been going ham. And they've been going ham, y'all. And now we just been sitting back watching them and enjoying them do their thing. You know what I'm saying? So,
party on y'all birthdays.
Oh, yeah. Now, one thing about it, what's going on, my brother? One thing about it, we're going to always, always hang out and party. No matter who birthday it is, we're going to celebrate life because life is to be celebrated. And we're going to start doing the melibrations, though. Because we melanated, so we're going to
have a couple of them.
Yeah, we have a couple of them. We're gonna sprinkle a couple different things on.
Y'all know this melon is worth millions.
Joe's like Capricorns on deck. That's right, they're in the building.
You know, Joe. You already know, Joe.
Y'all still got a few days too. So
what?
Oh, so there's like three from. I mean, yeah, 2-3 more days.
The 20 Friday.
That's Friday. Oh, that's it.
So anybody after that, you just really on the cuff. But what is it? What's next? Aquarius?
Yes, child. Aquarius coming up next, child. Let's go a little talk about something else.
Yeah.
Y'all
real though. Y'all real people now. They're knowledgeable too.
Mm-hmm. Let me quote. Let me see. Okay. Quote of the day. First of all, the topic of the show today is speaking up. So let's go ahead and get y'all on the platform for that and knowing what y'all need to know. What we're going to be talking about so y'all get in the rhythm. You feel me? So, but the quote of the day says that our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. MLK. What y'all think of the quote, y'all? Queen, what you think of that quote?
Yeah. We do be silent about things that matter.
So do you feel like you have self-destructed yourself because you haven't spoke up about things that matter? Do you think that your life has, like, faded away just a little? You lost a tint to being of yourself because you didn't?
I think it depends on probably what it is.
Okay.
It probably depends on what it is. Like I shared some with my lady that I sit and talk to, my counselor, my therapist, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
I shared some with her that I never even shared with nobody. I shared it with one person. During the pandemic, when all the stuff happened with McDade, I shared something with a young lady that go to church with me. First time I ever shared it with somebody, because she shared something with me. And my lady, she was like, you never told nobody about that, Candace. And it was something, you know, serious mm-hmm. that I never told anybody about. And she was like, wow. So it took you 20 plus some years to actually say something to somebody. I said, yeah, it did. I said, but I never let it bother me. I said, my grandmother has always taught us about forgiveness. So being a child, learning about forgiveness at that young age, I really ended up just really letting it go.
And somebody being able to actually do it.
And it was, you know, somebody violated me, and I did not say nothing to nobody about it.
For a number of years.
Years. I'm 42 years old, and I just said that I just said something to somebody. Never said that, but I didn't forget the person, and I moved on. Like, it's just, forgiveness is not for the person, it's for you.
That's what they say, too. And sometimes that works for certain people, uh-huh. because it just depends on the situation and the circumstances and things, but it's a lot. Forgiveness is a lot, especially in a violation situation, it's a lot. So Joe says he's working on himself, and that's good, Joe. You admitted to that. You admit, you know it. You know that we can't always just
live,
be in reconciliation about everything. Something's gonna hold. We're gonna be like, this bother me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? This bother me. I really feel a certain type of way about this, and you are entitled to do that. So working on yourself about the situation is a good thing, and continuing to do so.
And you got the you know, we in our late 30s, early 40s. You got to revamp yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you ain't the same. I ain't the same person that I was last year compared to where I'm at now.
But 5 years ago.
But 5 years ago, I'm
not the same. 10 years ago,
yeah. So you have to really, like, you got to work on yourself. And if you're not working on yourself, and you still that same person that my hat go off to you, but
that's a lot. That's a lot to carry, person. You gotta at some point let go of that. Some of those things that cause tension to you. Mm-hmm. Some of those things triggers. That you fight triggers. You gotta learn to get into a realm of being able to say, you know what, this isn't for me anymore. Yeah. It has to be something you could just whoo. And it may take you a number of years to get to that point. It's not easy. All the time. Some of those things is just not easy. So I can understand the whole concept of still working on myself because I work on myself daily. This is not something that, like, walking in who Shelby is didn't just happen overnight. This is something I had to become graceful about and learn and be merciful about because being that person is a lot. It takes a lot of humility. What's going on, homie? It takes a lot of humility to be able to say, you know what? I'm not going to, that will not be a source of my bother today or my frustration today. I'm not going to let that trigger me. And it takes great amnesty to be able to do that sometimes. It's not just something that just rolls off the tip of your tongue. Mm-hmm. Well, your emotions sometimes can be totally triggered to the point you'd be like, you know what?
Am I tripping? Or you'd be like, am I tripping? you'd be looking at yourself like, am I tripping? But it's this thing called life, it is a daily job. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of hats that all of us wear, male, woman, child, everybody.
Yes.
It's a day, working on yourself is something that you have to do on a constantly everyday basis. It's no stop when it comes down to working on yourself at all. That is something that I done had to learn through the years, and I really have really learned since the past 3-4 years. You really have to work on yourself daily because you get to a point sometime in your life, you be like, man, bump this thing called life. Like, this is what it is. Like, y'all told me that I wanted to be grown so bad. Now I'm grown.
I never wanted to be grown.
And like, this is what it is.
Mm-mm. I never wanted to be grown. I never wanted to rush myself. I never wanted any of that. I never asked for this. Mm-hmm. But what I will say is that at some point I had to embrace it. I did have to accept that, but my attitude and my positivity and my motivation and encouragement comes from what I came from, what I had to come through, what I had to get through, and what I'm constantly going through, because I realize that no matter what it is that I'm going through over here, over here, mm-hmm. nobody over there don't give a damn about it. So you need to learn how to carry and fix and hold. And you got to cry sometime. You got to get it out sometime. You got to vent sometime. You got to, like, you got, of course, you got to go to the guys and you got to talk to them. You got to sit and meditate and have these conversations.
With yourself.
If, and with God, with that mm-hmm. higher power. Because if you're not giving that, anybody that grace and that satisfaction to help you realize that these woes and these worries need to be something that can become either what's helping, going to help me, or it's going to hurt me. And I need to be able to separate the two. And that's what other things, that's where the ancestors and gods come into place. Because if you don't have that to go and lean on, you ain't going to have a balance. And I don't know how people think that they can live without some type of balance like that.
You got to have a balance.
You know what I'm saying? You got to. You got to know that you carry a lot of your burdens because who you're not allowing yourself to be able to be free enough to trust.
Ooh.
And
that part.
Wait.
Mm-hmm. That part.
So
that. But we're gonna get off that.
We're gonna get off that. What's going on, Dennis? How you doing? All right, so again, the quote of the day, our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. And that's the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King.
Speak up, y'all.
All right. So topic of the day, speak up. We are going to have a conversation today about, come on, man, I want to talk. I want you to listen to me. All right, there we go. Let me put speak up here. We're going to have a conversation today about speaking up. And this isn't, like, speaking up and not is not just about and what's right in the political stance or what's right in a job world. Mm-hmm. It's also talking about the things that affect you in your life.
Yeah.
You have to be able to have some type of you got to be able to have some type of control over what you allow to keep you silent or keep you talking.
Yeah,
and that's what we're gonna talk about today. There is a social threat or a concern that we have to choose between being accepted by our peers when it comes to certain things that you want to speak up about. Like, you can hear, you can see in times of angst when people are going through it and then they say something about it on social media, the attack, just because you have a difference of opinion from people. Are you ready for that? Are you ready? Are you the type of person that can accept the feedback that's coming from speaking up about anything?
Yeah.
If you see,
that's why I try to watch what I say, but I try to be as transparent as possible. But yeah, just some stuff is just.
That's a lot of things.
To yourself. Just keep it to yourself if you don't want everybody's opinion and thoughts and.
Now, it's a lot of things that people are going to have a little bit of they hesitant about these particular things to speak mm-hmm. up on, such as childhood experiences, past traumatic experiences, mm-hmm. Conversations about gender. A lot of that is fear of retaliation, the concern of what others are going to think, stuff. Especially gender-based conversations, the fluid conversations and things like that. So a lot of times people do not speak up. So you got to kind of determine when you should speak up. Mm-hmm. Do you take the time to just go ahead and go jump into it and just respond? Or do you wait and go think about your response and then come back to the situation? Does time always permit for you to be able to go think about it? So if time doesn't always permit.
That's a good question. Because time doesn't always permit. And sometimes I want to, like, maybe go do research or something before I speak on something, especially if I don't know what I'm actually talking about.
But if time don't always permit, do you go ahead and still respond, or do you just back bow out of that conversation? Is it not yours to respond to? Like, it's just a lot of things that come to certain scenarios of speaking up, but we want to talk about situations about when you should speak up, like when you notice that someone is upset about something and they're looking for a person to lean on, but they don't know how to get to that person to lean on. And then, and if it don't happen, that might be that particular thing that just go ahead and be their 13th reason. True. Which, it, you know, would be scary. You don't want to have that on your heart, but it just may be that. Just may be that.
Everybody don't want to say. Everybody don't want to say. We good for harboring stuff and holding stuff in. We are good for that. But like I say, certain stuff I know I won't speak on, especially if I don't know. Cause, and when it comes to the social media stuff, especially, it'd be a lot of stuff that I'd be wanting to say, but I'd be like, no, I ain't gonna comment on that. Let me just let them know, cause I really don't know what they're talking about. Cause sometimes you got to read between the lines with what people be talking about too. Mm-hmm. Like you don't know the full depth of what really is. So it's certain stuff that I just share my mouth.
And sometimes you really have to, because it's a lot of things that can come back and bite you in the ass.
Yeah.
By saying it. You know what I'm saying? Todd got a comment up there. Let's see what he said.
Can I see that?
The world is different. I can't see it. Okay, there it is. The world is different. Back in the day, you saw a woman getting disrespected in public, you might step in. Now you have to be ready to get shot or have her turn on you after it's all done.
That's true.
That's true.
And that's so
sad.
And it's scary because I don't know if I could actually sit down and witness somebody getting beat up.
Though. I don't know if I can. It's hard.
I've never been in that situation.
It's hard.
So it's like, what do you do? Because we do see a lot of that on social media, people posting stuff, and we'd be like, damn, why nobody ain't doing nothing? But your life.
You can either walk. You either can walk away beat up, or you can walk, or you don't walk away at all.
Walk away dead. You ain't walking away. You dead. So that's something to think. That's something to think about. That's really something to think about. And I never been in that type of situation. I always wonder, like, what would I do? Would I help her? Would I help that kid? Like, what would I, like? You really don't know until you actually
in that situation. Yeah, I think that's how I feel about a lot of things. I feel like I don't know. A lot of times, exactly what I'll do, because I don't know how much I'm willing to risk for a situation that I don't know what's really going on. I just walk up on the scene, and I don't know what happened in the whole scene.
Yeah, you don't but know that person started.
I don't know what happened. I just walked up on this whole scene, and I don't represent, put myself out there. That now I could just now I'm either dead. Or in prison, going to prison, or, you know, going to jail that night and never seeing outside again because of the literal.
It's scary.
Mm-mm. Yeah, the comment. So I said, he said, if I got my kids with me, sorry, little mama, I will call you, but I ain't stepping in. Situations. Okay. Situations, I'm telling you, because we don't know. You get up, you just walking down the street. You got your children, and you see this man with a gun pointed on this girl. What you supposed to do? I can call the police. That's as much as I can do right now.
Record as much as I can if I can.
I'm gonna call the police first though.
Yeah.
And I'll at least call the police, but intervene? No, I can't do that. I can't do that. Everybody did. He killing everybody. So no.
I don't even know if I'll be trying to. Oh, sir, please, you know, just.
I'm not
look,
you got
people that are negotiating. Sir, please, like your life is more important than you can.
I'm not doing that. I'm not negotiating. I'm not doing any of that because I don't know. I don't know what this man is going to do, and I'm not willing to take the chance of just get shot in front of my children.
Yeah.
For something like that. Oh, no, sir.
That's scary.
It's a lot of choices you got to think, but in a lot of moments, you know, when you dealing with who you with and what's going on around you, what you got going on, you can tell when it is a time. It's a time and place for everything. So times when you should speak up, they say when you notice if someone is upset, and this is only a time is if you see like a person at your job or like your family member or someone suffering about something that they're going through. That's when they're saying when you notice that someone is upset, you should probably speak up. When it sets a dangerous precedent, If somebody is talking about doing something that's dangerous and things of that nature, it's a good time to say something. It's a good time. And sometimes you got that little inner voice that just tells you, it's time to say something. I gotta say something. And when that happens, most of the times that your inner voice is right. Listen to it. It ain't always going to be lying to you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
It definitely tells you. And all of us have that inner voice. Now, one thing I have learned since I've been doing this prophetic thing with these ladies, with these group, well, ladies and men, but it's more women in the group. And I always got that gut feeling. And she was like, when you get that gut feeling, that's really God giving you that feeling, telling you. What you feeling is really the spirit telling you what you already know anyway. Mm-hmm. But we always ignore it. Some people act on it, some people ignore it. So we all got that spirit that's it's gonna tell us like what to say, what not to say. Now we either choose to do it, we either choose not to do it. But he give all of us that we know. You know when something didn't happen or something. Or you done something wrong, or you should have did something this way.
Different.
You feel it down there in your gut. You feel it.
Yep.
But it's up to you if you act on it or not.
And how you act on it, when you act on it, is it too late to act on it? Certain things you don't have the opportunity to go back and do over. So that's why the question is, when do you speak up? Do you if it's something that's going to affect you at that moment? At that very moment, that moment to speak up is right then. You can't take you at all times. You don't have time to go back and fix it later. Talk to me about what if you have many inner voices that argue with one another? Interesting. Mm-hmm. This conversation is not for you then, because for one, that's schizophrenia, and that means that you need medication more than likely. A couple doses of something. I don't recommend medication, but I don't really know any natural remedies that can help people with schizophrenia. I know you don't have it, Ty, but I'm just saying. Anybody who's listening with it, we know this ain't a conversation for you, so please don't listen to anything that's going on.
Yeah, go get some professional.
Just log off now.
Come to that.
Yeah. So before you speak up, ask yourself when are you most likely to need to speak up about something like this? Is this your battle? That's basically what it's saying. Is this your battle?
Yeah. You better know if that's your battle or not. Because a lot of times it ain't your battle. A majority of the time, it's not your battle at all. Yeah. Even when it comes down to stuff that your children are going through, your children have to go through stuff so they can learn.
Yeah. Now, things you can avoid them going through, teach them.
Teach them that. But a lot of stuff ain't our battle that people put themselves in.
A lot of stuff.
Don't be putting yourself in people.
You know there. Somebody want to come on here with a look.
Oh,
our other brother in podcast. They say y'all together, child.
Yes, we are. How you doing?
That's how I really eat. He said, y'all, I love it. I love it.
Yeah,
I love
really.
It. I love it. It's
a little season. No, we've been going for how long now?
Oh, God. Me? What is we on? Year four? Year three?
I got with you. I came 2020.
Year three.
Year four for you. I ain't even ready to look. We got all said it, but anyway.
Everything is good, my brother. How's everything? Give me our love. Give the baby our love. Give the family our love. Yes. Give everybody our love. Happy. We've already said Happy New Year. Happy Capricorn season. We'll say that.
Yeah.
It's still their season. Yeah, it's still their season. They celebrate hearty. So, all right. Hearty.
We got a long time before September. Long time.
Chat. You say y'all together, chat.
We together, you'll see us a lot more
this season, my brother. Okay, so jumping back into the conversation, it said certain things that happen when you don't speak up. It's rewarding to speak up. It's times when you should speak up. We're going to continue to move, say those things as we move on, because for one, we got to make sure that y'all know speaking up isn't always easy.
No.
When to speak up isn't always easy. And with that being said, let's say this last thing about these are other reasons why you should speak up. You have to command respect. I don't want to skip through these things because these are very important. You have to command respect. You have to strengthen your influence of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make sure you know
who you are.
Who you are on a regular basis. You are not allowed mm-hmm. to slack up and slip up on knowing who you are. Because if you do, then it's going to be easy for people to be able to walk over you, be able to
manipulate you, all of that.
All of those things. It's too easy then. You have to be prepared for unexpected opportunities when you're trying mm-hmm. to speak up for yourself and say certain things, because when people will jib and jab, remember that. They try to find your weaknesses, and it's going to be you that's going to be able to either show them your weaknesses or show them your strength.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able, and the last thing says you have to be able to solidify who you are.
That's very important. That's just knowing who you are, period. With no second guessing, no question, no nothing. You know who you is, flat out, period. And your mind cannot be changed at
That's
all.
Right. That's right.
At all. You got to know who you is. And by you being confident and knowing who you are anyway, that energy comes off like that anyway.
It's poignant. They know it. As soon as you walk in the room, people feel it.
They can feel it. Like, that's just like a dog knowing you fear him.
Mm-hmm.
They sense it.
I've never been attacked by a dog because, for one, I never treated an animal bad. Mm-hmm. But they can tell that I'm a little bit afraid of them, a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So they're not, but because I'm not imposing attack or threat on them, they've never attacked me. Never. They have no reason to.
You got to know who you are. You got to know who you are. You got to go back to what we said at the beginning. It's daily work on self.
That's right.
Daily work on self. The more you know who you are, the better off you're going to be, the better off you can put out that energy to the people that you supposed to attract. Because all of us have people that we supposed to attract, that we supposed to help and all of that stuff. So once that energy gets out there, the people that you need to attract, they're going to come. Because they know that you're confident in yourself.
That's right. Now, now we're going to talk about the things that happen when you don't speak up. That the scary part, this is scary for me because I know a lot of people who wait until certain moments to speak up, and sometimes it'd be too late. You know what I'm saying? For certain situations, it'll be too late. So if you have to be able to, you have to be able to know when to speak up. You have to be able to know when to say certain things. And you have to also be able to know when to decide when those things should be said.
You got to go in with it. You have to have a clear head. Don't go in. When you're trying to speak up, you can't go in angry, frustrated, scared. None of that. You got to have a clear head, a clear conscience, and everything. Like, sometimes people even rehearse what they want to say to people. And it ain't nothing wrong with that either. But you got to go in with a clear head, a clear mind, and stuff like that. And you got to use your inner voice. Don't go in there rowdy now.
No.
Because you're going to get rowdy back. So you got to, it's a lot that you have to do. It is a lot. I wish I would have known a lot of this stuff
way back
in my younger days.
Yeah.
Because I was angry.
We weren't afforded those. He was angry.
I used to fight everybody. In a minute.
I've never been that way. I've always been kind of like, it tickles me when she says something like this because I already know it's very, very true. Yeah.
Oprah Winfrey said on What's His Name, all my life I had to fight, baby, that's me. Look, it takes, look, we all shut it. But Cheryl knows some of my family. My cousin Pinky, I don't think she had a chance to tell them about my childhood with me fighting. Baby, don't let the pretty face and the nice frame fool you. As my brother had to tell my kid, y'all mama got them hands. Play with it if you want.
Yeah, I do so too.
Like, so, but I did. Like, growing up, I fought a lot. I fought a lot, and I was angry. I was angry. I was angry.
And I'm glad that was a, and I could see a whole lot of that shedding over the last eight years that I've been knowing Queen. Almost 8 years at least.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
But I have seen a lot of that shed. You know, that because it's not who she needed to be, but it was who she had to be at the time. Mm-hmm. So when you start to see a person like becoming, those stages aren't always going to be pretty. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we just got to be able to let them be able to, we got to accept them for who they are. And that's one thing about me. Yes. I've always been a people person. I love people. I love my people, y'all.
She
I really do like it.
I love people, but
but she being honest though about what she be feeling about it at the moment. She not lying.
Not me.
Because I can't fix and save everybody, it's not in my scope to try to do that. But what I will say is that having an understanding for people has allowed me to be able to see this and mm-hmm. see that and be able to put it together and be like, damn, I see what the problem is, but but you know what I'm saying? But they both have a valid point. Yeah. When you have that understanding for people, because people try to make you crazy. Make you think that you are crazy.
They think you crazy.
They think you crazy because you got your point and your feeling. Now you the crazy one. Because you don't have that same stance that they have. Because whatever. So now you got to have this mutual person, this party that come in that don't have no connection to neither one of y'all. Mm-hmm. And listen to this story. And now y'all both see that y'all both make sense.
Yeah,
but this don't make sense for this moment. We got to learn how to be able to do that in situations because that's how we become understanding of people, dog. Like, it's frustrating to deal with certain humans. It's very frustrating. And sometimes you got to do this with people. You can't stress yourself out all the time. Now, I don't throw that on people. I don't even care the weight of the world on my shoulders. When I'm done talking to you for the day, it's over. I don't carry that with me because I'll be dead.
Yeah.
That's weightful, heavy. But if you know how to deal with somebody and be able to go on about your business, I commend you for it. But it's a lot of us that are not built for that. So don't take it on.
Don't take on everybody else.
Don't take it on.
I had to tell one of my patients that one time, and she was like, Candace, because her daughter's not taking care of her daughter too, and she just was mean as heck. Just mean. A person that you have to take care of, and they want to be mean to you when you have to take care of them. But she was like, Candace, I hope you, and I had to just tell her, she was like, I hope you're okay when you go home. And I said, man, look here. Before I leave, like, the threshold of your house, I leave y'all bull crap at y'all front door.
Please believe
inside
me.
Your front door, to be exact. Once I step outside your front door, baby, I'm cool. Because I'm going home, relax, do whatever I want to do. Put my feet up, spend time with my family, laugh, kiki with my friends, all of that. I don't take nobody else's problems on. I've been stopping taking other people's problems on.
That will kill.
I've been stopping that, trying to figure out how people is. Child, you is how you will, I am, and let's keep it moving. That's just how I had to be like that. And my husband had to really teach me that. He was like, better stop worrying about people.
Can't do it.
But let them, hey, say what you got to say, move on, and keep it moving.
It was just ingrained in me to care so much because I'm the oldest of 10 children, so it was ingrained in me to be able to try to fix everything. Mm-hmm. But once I realized, you know, people, it's just the world, you know, I can't do that.
Can't fix them.
So We're going to jump back into the conversation. Something, these are reasons why it is important for you to speak up. And like I, like we said, I mean, things that happen if you don't speak up. This is what, this is the power you're giving people when you don't speak up for something that has violated you or happened to you. Silence is deemed as approval. You know how big and heavy that is? Imagine walking around feeling like because you have kept quiet about something that has happened to you, you have given them permission to do it again. Mm.
That's true. That's true. So true.
Whenever you take part in a conversation and you choose to say nothing about that situation, you continue to give it power. It has won.
Yeah.
Until you speak up and allow it to lose the power, it will not leave your inner mind. It will not leave, it will not leave you, period. It'll continue to pop up in certain thoughts that you have when certain conversations are being had. It's gonna hit you. It's certain triggers, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna do that. And until you have a head-on collision with this situation, you cannot, it will never it'll never leave.
I'm triggered, boy. I don't have triggers. I don't know. I think I don't know. I'll be trying to figure out a little triggers. Let me see. I can't do the point. No triggers. So who knows? We all do that, but I can't think of one with me. Well, probably because I really learned how to just like be like, okay, that's how you want to be, all right. That's what it is, all right.
But also thinking about the fact that another one is it'll relieve you of stress. Think about how much stress and anxiety and weight is lifted off your shoulders when you start, when you let it go. That first breath of letting it go makes it easier for you to let it go again in that right setting.
That's why they tell you, don't breathe and exercise, be working. What?
Mm-hmm. That helped for my anxiety real bad.
Baby, look, I be... All day long. Even my patient, I'll sit down, I'll be like, oh Lord. My patient said, well, why you sit down and say, oh Lord, like that? I was like, oh, baby, I said, oh Lord, because you just got to know how to let stuff go.
Those are silent triggers. Like, stress and stuff is already a silent killer, but you don't want something like that to kill you. That anxiety is a silent killer. I'm telling you, and it's a trigger to a stroke. Mm-hmm. So you gotta be careful, man. I'm telling you. Like, I realize that. So I sit when I know I'm about to be overwhelmed about something, I go ahead and start right there and just say,
do them breathing exercise. I'm telling y'all, them breathing exercise work, y'all. I'm telling you, baby. I'm telling you. Go jog, go walk, turn the music on. Something.
Because I don't have, like, sometimes I, you know, when you have never had to genuinely allow yourself to show what you would do to hurt somebody physically,
ooh,
and you know that internally you have no limits to it, so you don't want to ever get to that point. I don't want that. So that's what that...
Let me calm myself down. Calm myself down.
It's for the people.
It's for the people, y'all.
All right. So it relieves you
of stress. See that other side.
It relieves your stress. You really gotta think about that. Like the stress and the anxiety that comes from not being able to speak up about something that is affecting you can kill you, y'all. Would you rather you speak up and embarrass who did something to you, or would you rather it stay in your chest and you going on just have a stroke, anxiety attack, heart attack, kill yourself? I'm talking, I ain't gonna just be quiet about nothing that. I can't do that no more. I'm not. at a point in my life anymore where I could just sit
and be quiet.
And just be quiet.
Been quiet too long.
Too long.
Been quiet too long.
Too long. It's time to say something.
Mm-hmm. Time and to say something. Help. And by us speaking up, we helping whoever we're supposed to help.
Yep, because you may, and that's the number three thing. Yeah. You may not be alone. Mm-hmm. You're speaking about, no. None you never are. Really are.
None of us are.
You never really are. Something you're talking about may be exactly that moment, that thing that is said that helps that next person right next to you.
Mm-hmm. You never. We all, because we all go through things. Some of us have been through some of the similar situations.
Mm-hmm.
And as my friend Samantha always say, Candace, you need to do such and such because it's people out here waiting on you to do what you need to do and speak up about what you need to speak up about. Because it's some women waiting on you to speak up and some men. You need to hurry up. I'd be like, what?
Because it's things that need to be said.
Need to be said.
Things that
and heal other people. Just by you speaking up, you can heal somebody.
Yep. More than likely you will do that because mm-hmm. another person is waiting for that direct correlation.
Mm-hmm.
That direct correlation.
I'm gonna do the same thing. Yep. Daddy was right though. I'm happy she said it.
Right.
Easy said than done though. But that comes back to that confidence and knowing who you are.
Mm-hmm.
That confidence and really knowing who you are. So you got to speak up. Don't be like me now. I wait a long time to say something to somebody now. Don't do that.
Nah, holding back. Holding back has done more harm to people than it has done to help.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, in seriousness. That's why not speaking up. Okay, so let's go ahead and let's talk about it. Not speaking up is a lot of the reason why a lot of these people doing a lot of what they're doing in this world today.
Mm-hmm.
The lack of chauvinism for when it comes to what you're seeing in these streets being mm-hmm. done, holding your people accountable for when they wrong, making your kids be accountable for things they wrong for, people getting all off track with that. Ooh. We already been said that you ain't got to beat your damn kid to death to get them to understand what you're doing, but you goddamn sure got to discipline them.
You do.
Otherwise, you're sending them into the world messed up. The ages between the ages of 0 and 3 are the most pivotal moments in a child's life and child development. Because for one, this is the time when they learn how to hear yes and no.
Mm-hmm.
They know when to. They know why you popping them.
Yep.
For when they going to certain things they're touching, they understand the difference between hot and cold. They know they're going to learn between right and left.
Yep.
They're going to learn between up and down. They're going to know who mama and dad is. They're going to know who to trust. They're going to know when to go here. They're going to know when to go there. They're going to know what bath time is. They're going to know what time getting up time is. They're going to know that it's cold outside. They got to put on a jacket. These are important stages of a child's life. What you do during those times where you want to put them in front of that television, tell them to hush. Don't do this.
Or you got them in here with all the grown-ups. And then you wonder why.
And they're sucking it all up, and all they got in their hand. This right here. You got them with this right here in their hand all the time because you want them quiet. Out your face.
It took me a long time as well. My kids got cell phones.
Yeah, mine was a big kid. Mine was 16.
Mine was a little younger than that, but it was a minute. And Zoe got hers because her grandparents bought it, but me and her dad. Me and Kevin was livid. We was mad about that. We was mad. Even though we was like, she made good grades and stuff, but we was like, she too young.
Yeah. It's certain things because cell phones lead to social media and social media leads to ignorant shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of stuff going on out there in this world that I felt like my kids were not supposed to be a part of. So yeah. I kept them from that.
Crazy.
You know that we know that there are so many spirits out there that's attacking these children, and we have to be able to prepare them for that. So again, as we were saying, speaking up has lessened the discipline era it has stopped people from being able to I said earlier another thing I was trying to remember that I didn't want to have to look back at the paper.
They definitely want this one here.
This was so big, so man.
You have to discipline these kids different from the way we were.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what
you can't use the same stuff that our parents used with us because it's just you just can't. Like that's signs of the time. That's signs of the time. You can't use that because these kids, some are smarter than these parents.
That's why I agree. I'm very happy with the amount of intelligence that a lot of these children have. I applaud that. But I want if you're gearing them and rearing them with it in the right direction, that's a beautiful thing. But when you see a child doing a lot of adult-like things and seeing a lot of adult-like things, it lets you know that they're just allowed to say and do whatever they want. And that's the problem that I'm saying that these are people that's going to go out into the world. And then your worry is then how your child that's brought up mm-hmm. in the corrective manners in certain areas, how do they collide? How do they get through it with running into somebody who just don't give a damn?
A lot of them.
That's why it's so many deaths.
Then you have some, they just know, mom. After that first one, they just, nah.
Yeah.
They ain't.
Yeah.
But then you got the ones that's naive and they want, they curious.
Yep, curious.
So they want to go just like that, the situation with the young man with them shooting the college student. I was just like you just ruined your whole
life. That was stupid. Life. Ain't nothing about that made no sense.
Your whole life. And it go back to what she just said. 0 to 3. That 0 to 3 age. And then from 3 on up, baby. You got to really speak into those kids. And look, this is how life is. This is how life is. If you do it this way, this is what will happen. If you do it this way, this is what will happen. One thing I always loved about my mom, after we end up moving back with her from with my grandma, and I look back at stuff, and I'm like, damn, what type of person I would have been if I would still lived in Fort Meade and stayed with my grandma and my auntie. Like, what I know is the thing that I know now, what I would end up going to college, all of this type of stuff, but I was bad as hell, y'all. I was bad, like, literally, like, my auntie used to come to my grandma's house and beat my behind every week. Like, that's just how bad I was at school. Like, but when I moved with my mom, coming to Tallahassee, you don't know nobody, so, you know, your whole perspective at that age changed. Even though, and I was shy, too, but BNC being down in my hometown, I ain't have to be shy. Still shy, but shit low because his cousin on this corner, that corner, just so I could do really just about anything and really didn't worry about it. But coming and staying with my mom, it changed because my mama was one of those moms. She knows book smart, she knows street. And from the age of 19 years old, my mom was talking to us. Really? Everything that was going on in the world. One either just giving it to, and I mean giving it to us like we should talk into some teenagers or some young adults. Like my mom really, so it's a lot of stuff that me and my brother didn't do because of what my mama already had then told us.
Yep.
So it made us real, we really watch people around us, our friends and how they was and stuff like that. Because my
cautious.
Mom,
I taught my kids very cautious.
Like from sex, drugs, all that. My mom was talking to us in elementary school about that stuff. Like just schooling us.
You got to. You have to. Like us. I'm not afraid. I've never been afraid to pull a news article out and talk to my kids. It's certain things I will bookmark on my phone so that when I got home, I would talk to my kids about this. Anytime some kids get murdered by their friends, anytime some kids get murdered by being in certain areas or that they ain't got no business being into, not thinking twice about things you already know you shouldn't be doing. Just giving yourself a hard time for things that you shouldn't give yourself a hard time for because we got to go through life and learning experiences. Whatever I see that is going to educate my children, I am going to pilfer it and pull it down and make sure they are aware of it.
Speak up.
It's going to make them speak up, which creates this voluminous
mm-hmm. era for creativity for them to be able to come talk to you.
Yeah.
If you cannot, and I'm not talking about no coming talking to you where they just coming to gossip to you about what happened.
Come talk to you.
I'm talking about coming
real
to
conversations.
That's what we have to have with these children. So it's a lot of reasons why kids don't speak up. There's a lot of reasons why people don't speak up. There's a lot of reasons why you don't speak up. But the reasons to speak up outweigh the reasons not to. You can save your life. You can save the life of others. You can make sure that if these things are happening, they're not happening again. Speaking up allows you to be able to get these things off your chest. Speaking up saves your life because you're not even allowing yourself to get stressed out about it and all those things. And in most cases, speaking up is going to do something that silence will never do. And that is to relieve you of the onus of the situation.
Oh, yes.
You have to know everything that has happened to you is not your fault. So if you sit and allow it to soak in, you will start to claim it and you'll start to own it. And now it has taken power and precedent. So if you do not learn to get these things off your chest and be able to relieve yourself of certain anxieties that are going to take you out. And it might not do it right then.
But it will.
But it will do it.
It will.
You gotta let it go.
Stress brings on sickness. It brings on sickness. All these diseases and stuff like that that's going on. A lot of this stuff is really mental. It is really, really mental. So you got to be careful.
You gotta let it go, y'all.
You gotta let it go. Let the stress go. Let stuff go that you have no control over. Don't be worried about why this person ain't talking to you. Don't be worried about trying to figure out what you did. Because you probably ain't doing nothing.
Some people just going to be who they are.
Regardless, you got to know how to treat them accordingly. Of course, that's all it is.
Some people want to let go. Y'all got to let some of these people go too, because it's a lot of times you feel like just because they family, they deserve to stay. People have to understand the role in your life. It can't be to where just because we blood, you have top priority. I got top priority.
I am my top priority. Period. I come before anybody. Myself. Come before any children, husband, mama, sister, daddy, brother, all of them. I'm my first priority. I'm important to me.
Because if you fucked up, everybody else under you fucked up. And that's worse than you not being top priority.
And when you the leader,
yeah,
you got to know how to lead. That's why, I said today, God helped me to lead with vision and purpose. Period. I even tell my kids that if you're going to lead, you better lead correctly.
You got to. Come on now.
Lead correctly. And some people lead to other stuff. Lead correctly.
Ill-fatedly, they out here leading ill-fatedly. They don't even know what they're doing out here. They just blind, leading the blind. So, let me go ahead. I'm going to run this quote by y'all again one more time. Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. When things are happening around you that matter to you, and you mum's the word, don't think that any good is going to come of that situation in your favor.
Speak up.
Yeah, speak up, baby. We in 2023. They listening to y'all loud and clear everywhere.
Look, every time you pick up that phone, baby, it don't matter if you text it on social media, Google search it, no matter where it's at, baby. They hear.
They telling you. You can speak up about it. It don't matter where you are. It's already happening.
It is already in your brain. Whatever you think come up on that phone, you ain't even got to type it. That's just how much that phone in that phone in your hand. Whatever you thinking, trust and believe me. Just try. It'll come up.
It's going to.
It'll come up. That phone can just be in your hand now. You think about something. I'm telling you, get on social media.
It come right up.
It come right up out there. You ain't even typed it in. I'm telling you. So that's
especially on Facebook. Let you done said something about some cardigans. Let's say you know you go scrolling your feed and you see cardigans. All right.
Tell you.
So you know, just again, make sure you have the resources are there. If you don't need to go to social media with everything, if that's what scares you about speaking up, thinking that you got to go and broadcast it, no. You can go to someone that you trust. If you don't have somebody that you trust, that's what we always say. Y'all get y'all a life coach. We'll be praying. But they so
get you unstuck.
Get you unstuck. But y'all, that's our show for today. Speak up.
Say something.
Speak up.
Speak up so you can enjoy this life. Because, baby, when I tell you, life is beautiful at 42.
Beautiful, baby. Beautiful.
But who would have thought that life would be beautiful? Baby, look, when I tell you, you don't matter what age, if you special, it don't matter what age you is. But, baby, I just feel like
it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Like,
and make sure you remind yourself of that.
Between ages 25 to probably about, I give it to 75. Baby, you still in your prime.
Prime. And just take care of your body.
That's it.
Take care of your body, your mind,
and your soul. Your soul and your spirit.
You need all that help.
All of it.
How to put my do not disturb on to like 7:45. To like 7:45. But in all seriousness though, y'all, we're gonna try to remember that we when we come on and say these things, we mean these things. You guys gotta realize that it's important to take good care of yourself. It's studious to do so. So and thank y'all.
And
still
living. Don't we talk about what we live and what we didn't do.
We're still living it. So that's why we gotta make sure of that. We ain't lying.
Baby, I'm telling you, that life coach, that therapy, all that stuff there, baby, that mirror work, talking to yourself in the mirror every day. Baby, I'm telling you, that thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
Brain wants to see you live. Motivate yourself because you ain't got somebody to always motivate you. Motivate yourself. When you can speak into yourself, it brings you power to be able to speak into others.
Yeah. So exactly what it does. Exactly
so when you can be true to who you are and speak to yourself the way that you would speak to somebody else and let your own self know what it needs to be doing, you'll be able to speak into others and people will take you serious because they already see it. I don't mean.
But they once see it happening.
Yeah, once you're true to yourself, everything else flows. It flows. You might have a little bumps, but it's still going to flow. It's going to flow real good.
Let it flow.
Yeah, like that waterfall that just flowed.
Okay. But thank y'all for tuning in, y'all. We appreciate y'all as always. We like y'all. We love y'all. We would never be able to handle this and do our thing and do it how we do it if it wasn't for our cast supporters. So thank y'all so much for continuing to be who y'all are.
Salute to Freedom Train.
That's right.
Salute to Freedom Train.
Pushing us the way they do. And then, of course, you know, our YouTube family. Thank y'all so much. Y'all take care of y'all set the rest of this Wednesday and the rest of this week. We will catch y'all next Wednesday. Y'all make sure y'all tune in because it's always going to be it's always a live show. If it ain't a live show, it's going to be a show that was live. Peace.